Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is electrified by the prospect of a coronavirus vaccine. He's not the only one. Most people see a vaccine as the only hope for normalcy after seemingly endless months of quarantine and the necessary but inconvenient mask wearing and social distancing. But Duterte has come under fire for sounding as if the only plan he understands is waiting for a vaccine.
Hindi mapipigil ang pandemya kung basta mag-aabang na lang tayo sa bakuna.
Welcome to Episode 9 of the Seat of Power podcast. I'm P. Renada, Rappler's Malacanang reporter. Unable to articulate a clear testing, contact tracing, or isolation strategy, which Duterte leaves to his task force underlings, the president is adamant that the only thing to be done is wait for a vaccine. Listen to him speak on July 31, a day when the coronavirus death toll reached past 2,000.
Duterte, where is your roadmap? Hindi nga kami maka-roadmap because we were talking about a budget. I could not have uttered a single sentence about roadmap to recovery. Kasi ang una talaga dyan, ang medicine.
2 months before that, he told people not to die just yet.
Meron ng vaccine, but ang problema, it will be ready, according to them, by 2021 pa. January at the very, at the earliest. So kung ganon, huwag ka sanang mamatay hanggang January. Hintayin mo yung vaccine. Pag tinawag ka ng kamatayan, sabihin mo, putang ina ka, umalis ka dyan. Kami nahintay ako ng vaccine.
In his eagerness, he has primed expectations for a vaccine to be, quote, ready in a few months, and that the Philippines can go back to pre-pandemic normal by, get this, Christmas.
I promise you, by the grace of God, I hope by December, we would be back to normal. Huwag ninyo yung new normal. Kasi sabi ko nga noon, pag-umpisa natin, hintayin lang natin yung vaccine. Hintayin lang ho ninyo, by December, kung makatiis kayo.
But what's the real deal? When will a vaccine be distributed in the Philippines? And when it does arrive, will things really go back to normal? Dr. Jaime Montoya is an infectious disease expert involved in vaccine trials in the Philippines.
My estimate is that it will be available in the Philippines second quarter of next year. When the president said that the vaccines are available, he's actually correct. It will be available maybe in their home countries, but it is unlikely to be available in the other countries like the Philippines because, as I said, it will also take time for them to submit their applications to our FDA and for FDA to review it before it can issue an approval for the said vaccine.
Out of over 150 vaccine candidates being developed by companies worldwide, 10 are in the advanced stage, what's called Phase 3 clinical trials. In these trials, the vaccine is given to thousands of people who are then observed for months. If the vaccine proves effective and safe during these months, it's submitted for approval to the Food and Drug Administrations of countries. In the Philippines, a vaccine can only be sold and distributed if our Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, approves it. The best case scenario, according to Montoya, is that a vaccine gets this approval in the months of April to June 2021. But then, we have another problem, supply. With all countries clamoring for millions of doses for their people, can pharmaceutical companies produce enough, and who gets it first? Dr. Melvin Senikas, a vaccinologist, speaks to me from Switzerland.
Let's say, kunyari, November or December, we have a working vaccine candidate. These manufacturers need to scale up production. So, yung small batches na ginamit nila for the clinical trials, they have to find a way to mass produce them in a way na hindi ma-affect ang quality ng paggawa ng vaccine. And in a normal non-pandemic situation, this actually takes years, but I would say that maybe a quarter of a year they could optimize production and then they can start mass producing. And you will have more vaccines available for the public. But then again, your question is when we are gonna have it sa bansa natin, that's a totally different question. Kasi naturally, I would expect these companies, the ones that you mentioned in the UK, China, US, we would expect them to, of course, prioritize their people. So we can't really tell when we are gonna have it sa bansa natin. And we've also seen Pia in 2009 during the H1N1 swine flu pandemic. What happened was that the countries with the richer countries, they were the ones actually who got supplies of the vaccine when it came out first, because they had reserve, like what you mentioned, the AMC, and they have the purchasing power. So nauna sila, and yung mga countries na walang resources to do the advanced marketing commitments, they just had to wait. So hopefully this doesn't happen for this pandemic.
You heard the term advanced market commitment, or AMC. This is a fee pharmaceutical companies often ask from prospective buyers of their vaccine candidate so they can get some assurance that if they do make millions of vaccine doses, someone will pay for them. It also provides these companies the funding they need to scale up production. Duterte calls it a reservation fee, and he's not happy about it.
That's one thing wrong about the Western countries. It's all profit, profit, profit. Now they are asking for parang reservation fee. Pero kung sabihin mo na sige, wala pa yung vaccine, there is nothing with finality, and you want us to make a reservation by depositing money, you must be crazy. Hindi ako mag... Bakit ako magbili ng ganong style?
So for all Duterte's fixation with the vaccine, he's not willing to pay in advance to secure a supply for Filipinos. Thankfully, the Department of Health and Department of Foreign Affairs saw to it that the Philippines joins an international effort to ensure access to vaccines. This is the COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access Facility, or COVAX facility. In this initiative, low to middle income countries like the Philippines pool their funds into a collective advanced market commitment that will then be used to reserve a certain amount of vaccine doses for each participating country. The government is prepared to shell out 1.5 billion pesos for this effort, says Science and Technology Secretary Fortunato de la Peña. But overall, the finance department targets a fund of 20 billion pesos to buy 2 vaccine doses for 20 million Filipinos. But even if we bring a supply of vaccines to the Philippines, there's still a long way to go.
Obviously, it doesn't mean that we will now go back to normal, diba? So can you just explain, siguro, what do we expect? How big a change will having a vaccine really have on our lives? And how quick will this change be? Or how slow will this change be? Is it right there, parang, okay, back to normal, we have a vaccine?
Well, firstly, I think it depends on 2 things, Pia. How effective the vaccine is going to be and how many people are willing to take the vaccine. So if you have the ideal scenario for me would be like a vaccine that's really effective and everyone gets it. And if this is the case, then we can ideally see a significant change. Maybe in a quarter, a few months, you will see that change. But the worst case scenario is a vaccine that's not as effective as we expect. Sabihin natin, kunyari, 30 to 40% effective lang siya, and only, let's say, half of the population gets it. Kasi really, the concept is that the more people who are immunized from SARS-CoV-2 or infected and recovered, then hindi na natin expect na kakalat siya kasi madami ng vaccinated or have been infected and recovered. So this will really depend on how effective the vaccine is and how many people are gonna get the vaccine. But okay. I think for me, realistically, I think we still need to continue with the washing hands and the mask for at least next year, even if we have the vaccine, because I don't think the vaccine will be the silver bullet here. It will help us definitely, significantly, but it will not really stop all these measures that we're doing at the moment.
Duterte also said he would prioritize vaccines from China and Russia if they were just as effective as other vaccines. He even said he would get injected with Russia's vaccine, Sputnik V, himself.
Sabihin ko rin kay President Putin na tiwalang malaki ang tiwala ko sa your studies in combating COVID. And I believe that the vaccine that you have produced is really good for humanity.
But there are a couple of things to know about Sputnik V.
For me, the limitations of the Sputnik V vaccine is that the sample size is really small. They have, I think, 70 plus people only in this phase 1 and 2. And then most of the people who were asked to participate in these studies were fit soldiers in Russia. So they do not necessarily account for kunyari yung sicker individuals that need to get the vaccine, diba? So it's difficult to generalize na ang results na makukuha mo from these healthy soldiers can also apply to elderly or people with chronic medical conditions, for example. And also, there was a gender imbalance in this particular phase 1-2 kasi most of the subjects that they recruited were men. And there was no control vaccine. So it was given and they were describing the immune response of the vaccine without a control. So when I say control, like yung
placebo.
In some of the placebo, for example, or in some of the studies, they give an approved vaccine, right? They give a hepatitis A, hepatitis B vaccine, for example. And you look at the safety profile.
The president needs a reality check when it comes to the vaccine. And he needs to devote more time understanding other interventions, like beefing up our contact tracing capability and improving our real-time data collection so the government can impose more effective localized lockdowns. Thanks for listening to Seat of Power. I'm P. Renada. Listen to Rappler's podcasts on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.